On Friday, March 9th, I went birding in the Sac Zim Bog with Eric Brunke and my dog Pip. My main goal was to get at least one decent photo of a black-backed woodpecker and a recording of an evening grosbeak. Eric needed a break from his own work, but we both couldn't afford a whole day away, so we planned a few stops with every intention of sticking to them. We arrived a half hour or so after sunrise. We headed straight to the Warren Nelson Trail, where we'd seen both black-backed and American three-toed woodpeckers in February, but it was extremely quiet, a hallmark of this winter in a lot of places. Backtracking along Highway 133, we came across a great gray owl glowing in the sun. We drove up to the extreme northwest corner of the bog to the spot known far and wide as Mary Lou's Feeders, the only place around here where evening grosbeaks have been at all reliable in recent years. Sure enough, there was a flock of about 16, and naturally Eric heard them before I did. My wonderful hearing aids noticeably expand my ability to pick out bird sounds, but I'm learning to accept that my hearing will never be as good as what it once was. When I pointed a directional microphone toward them with headphones, I could hear them much better. Five cars of other birders came and went while we were there, so my clean recording isn't very long, but I at least met my goal. And since it is National Blue Jay Awareness Month, it was nice to pick up a few distant blue jay calls, too. Eric is a professional bird guide up here, and so he belongs to a network of guides that keep one another abreast of good birds. While I was working on my recording, he got on the phone with Frank Nicoletti, who gave him a lead on another spot that has been productive for black-backed woodpeckers. So we modified our plans a bit and hiked in. Sure enough, we came upon two nearby black-backed woodpeckers, possibly a mated pair, and heard a distant third as well. I took lots and lots of photos, mostly of the male, whose yellow cap glowed in the perfect light. The nearby birds vocalized only once, but they tapped on trees the entire time we were watching. Unfortunately, I didn't get good sound recordings, but fortunately, I did get good photos. This has been a banner year for black-backed woodpeckers. In the morning counts Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory conducted along the shore this fall, they counted 118, along with three of the much rarer American three-toed woodpecker. I even saw a flyover black-backed from my yard, the first time since we moved here in 1981. No one knows exactly why eruptions take place, but as with snowy owls, eruptions of black-backed woodpeckers seem to have two causes, both a lack of prey on their range, making them search for other places, and an overabundance of prey, leading to such enormous reproduction that they themselves become overpopulated. It seems to be when blackbacks are most abundant here that we can pick out one or two three-toed woodpeckers as well. Both species specialize on diseased and burned forests, pigging out on the wood-boring beetle larvae associated with dead wood. More than other woodpeckers, these two species usually flake the outer bark off the tree before digging in. It's easy to pick out trees they worked on by the bark flakes at the base. Some of my photos even show bits of bark flying. When I started birding, the black-backed woodpecker was called the Arctic three-toed woodpecker, and sure enough, it has three toes, as, of course, do the American and Eurasian three-toed woodpeckers. I found the old name very confusing, because the Arctic three-toed woodpecker's range doesn't extend as far north in Canada and Alaska as does the American three-toed woodpecker, and does extend further south in eastern North America. It's much easier to call it a black-backed woodpecker than that Arctic three-toed woodpecker. Eric and I headed home after I got my photography fix. We were happy with our trip to the bog, which may have been short, but was definitely sweet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.